This is the Cricket Minute and I am Dr. V. Today is 28th of January. Australia's winning streak in the day-night test has ended. West Indies defeated Australia in the second and final test of the series by a narrow margin of 8 runs. Chasing 216 to win to make it 2-0, Australia were bundled out for 208, thanks to superlative bowling spell of Shamar Joseph. With injured toe, Shamar was at his best with a spell of 7 for 68. This is only his second test match. This is his debut series. West Indies win against Australia at Australia comes after 31 years. Stephen Smith, in his new role as an opener, remained unbeaten on 91, pathetically seeing wickets crumble the other end. Pundits are lauding this victory of West Indies as sensational, especially for the young and inexperienced side. Between their last win against Australia, that is 2003, and today, this win, West Indies has played Australia 20 times. They were at the losing end 16 times and managed to draw 4 times. Not just the number 1 ranked Australia, the number 2 team, India, also was at the losing end. England defeated India by 28 runs. India had no plans and no strategies to tackle the exceptional batting by Ollie Pope, 196 of 278 deliveries, and the sensational bowling by the debutant Tom Hartley, 7 for 62. India badly missed the services of Virat Kohli on the field. India looked too defensive bowling in the second innings. Instead of charging, they surrendered and looked clueless. Shreyas Iyer, Shubman Gill and Mohammad Siraj's performances are also under the scanner. Batting unit failed to score the target, falling short of 8 runs, but actual culprit for the defeat is India's bowling in the second innings. They let batsmen number 7, number 8 and number 9 score hefty. Ben Folkes 34, Rehan Ahmed 28 and debutant Tom Hartley 34. Those runs killed India. Rohit Sharma missed the trick and was not aggressive with his field setup, allowing easy singles. While Australia vs. West Indies is a short series that ended with the second match, India and England will be playing 4 more matches in the series and exciting cricket ahead. India will be sharpening their plans and strategies before their second match. India and Australia fans' disappointment aside, these two results are great for the state of Test cricket. Test match cricket is here to stay and prove that it is the ultimate format. 3 more days to go for the end of the first month. We have already seen 5 fabulous test matches so far this year. Australia have played 3, they won 2. West Indies have played 2, won 1. South Africa and Pakistan each played 1 and lost 1. England played 1 and won 1. And India played 2 and won 1. One of India's test match completed in 2 days. Test match is the ultimate form of cricket. Let's wait for the next exciting test to begin. Even in the previous home series against England, in 2021, India lost the first match of the series, but came back strong with 3-1 series victory in that 4-match series. No doubt, India will be back with a bang this series too. That's it for this episode. See you in the next. Thanks for listening.